Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Time scale here has changed. I'm going to finish this article now by John Whitehead. That's the article. We've actually gone to winter time last week, so at an earlier start today. But we've 1 hour left today, and the phone number, if people want to phone in and add something to this, the destruction of freedom and liberty, this article by John Whitehead, it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But he goes on to say, John Whitehead, these are problems that will continue to plague our nation and be conveniently ignored by politicians unless and until Americans wake up to the fact that we are the only ones who can change things. Well, if allowed their power, we have listeners in Britain as well to be taken from us. They have this massive crushing power because we've given the power to them. I said we are caught in a vicious cycle right now between terror and fear and distraction and hate and partisan politics inescapable longing for a time when life was simpler and people were kinder and the government was less of a monster. Our prolonged exposure to the American police state is not helping. As always, the solution to most problems must start locally, in our homes, in our neighborhoods, and in our communities. Sure, we've got to refrain from the toxic us versus them rhetoric that is consuming the nation. We've got to work harder to build bridges instead of burning them to the ground. We've got to learn to stop bottling up dissent and disagreeable ideas and learn how to work through our disagreements without violence. We've got to demilitarize our police and lower the levels of violence here and abroad. Whether it's violence we export to other countries, violence we glorify in entertainment, or violence we reveal when it is leveled at our so-called enemies politically, and otherwise, for starters, we need to actually pay attention to what's going on around us. And I don't mean by turning on the TV news. That will get you nowhere. It's a mere distraction from what is really going on. In other words, if you're watching what that means you're not doing, communicate with your neighbors and people, real communication, which is a problem young people have now because of the internet. It's time to get active. Pay attention to what your local city councils are enacting. Pay attention to what your school officials are teaching your children. Absolutely. Pay attention to whom its elected officials are giving access to and currying favor. And I'd interject on that. This tiny 1/10,000 of 1% select the candidates. You don't have a choice unless more people get involved. And primaries are rigged. And this election system of a third, the midterms, a third of the thing being elected, that is a lock-in monopoly for the politicians. It's disgraceful. And going to machine voting, electronic voting, is insane. The ballot paper and the ballot box is the only thing that matters. And a photo ID, ID for voting. And Trump has done nothing in that area, nothing. If he loses in November 6th because he didn't reform the voting system. Most of all, John White is saying here, stop acting like it really matters whether you vote for Republican or Democrat, because the grand scheme of things, it really doesn't. While you're at it, start acting like citizens who expect the government to work for them rather than the other way around. While the bloated beast calls the federal government, referred to as the federal government, may not listen to you without a great deal of activism and effort brought to bear, you can have a great and more immediate impact on your local governing bodies. This will mean gathering together with your friends and neighbors and, for example, forcing your local council to start opposing state and federal programs that are ripping you off. Absolutely. And if need be, your local city council can refuse to abide by the dictates that continue to flow from Washington, D.C. In other words, nullify everything the government does that is illegitimate and blatantly unconstitutional. Finally, remember that you strip away all of the things that serve to divide us. We're no different underneath. We all bleed red and all suffer when violence becomes a government calling card. And he's finally saying, as I make clear in my book, Battlefield America, I think that'd be worth getting that book of John Whitehead, the war on the American people, the oppression and injustice, be it from shooting, surveillance, fines, asset forfeiture, prison terms, roadside searches, and so on, will come to all of us eventually, unless we do something to stop it. Unless we can live together as brothers and sisters and fellow citizens, we will perish as tools and prisoners of the American police state. And that's written by John W. Whitehead, who is one outstanding writer, and you can catch this article. It's called America is on the Brink of a Nervous Breakdown on activistpost.com. And he's got it spot on, really and truly. But I am worried about Paul Craig Roberts, a few of his articles today, which may get to where he has adopted the global warming mantra. Maybe Roberts is getting a bit senile, but he's quoting the IPCC in Britain here, the International Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, who are a bunch of crooks and crappy paper pushers who are being caught red-handed falsifying this data on global warming again and again and again. And the BBC gave them 10 minutes of the top news bulletin twice this last week, quoting them as if it was Moses coming down from the mountain with tablets of stone. And it's a pack of lies, a total pack of lies. As Piers Corbyn was saying of weather action, we were there in August and we repeated his program there 2 weeks ago. We never had such low a level of CO2, and we're into a cyclical guaranteed cycle of a mini ice age now. And I can see the signs here in Britain. And we have this short growing season again, where we used to be about 5 months on full feed and 7 months on grass. It's now 6-6, and it's going to switch the other way around soon, which is very hard to expensive feeding cattle and livestock, and a shorter growing season again. But and following up what John White is saying is an article here by here is Andrew Maynard. Again, activist says, how humans fit into Google's machine future. And there's an article further down on the list today, I can dig it out, on their social credits. This is the ultimate tyranny, social credits and the digital cashless society. It's all over if that happens. It's absolutely all over. But and this is an article by Ed Finn of State University and by Andrew Maynard. Okay. He says, in 1998, Google began humbly, formally incorporated in a Menlo Park garage. I thought it was earlier than that. Providing search results from a server housed in Lego bricks. It had a straightforward goal, make the poorly indexed World Wide Web accessible to humans. Its success was based on an algorithm that analyzed the linking structure of the internet itself to evaluate what web pages are most reputable and useful. But founders Sergey Brin and Larry Page had a much more ambitious goal. They wanted to organize the world's information. Well, I hope he goes on to explain. They were then intercepted by the deep state at that point, like Bill Gates was as well, with DOS, the DOS disk operating system. 20 years later, they have built a company going far beyond even that lofty goal, providing individuals and businesses alike with email, file sharing, web hosting, home automation, smartphones, and countless other services. The playful startup that began as a surveyor of the web has become an architect of reality, creating and defining what its billions of users find, know, or even aware of. Well, you are the product. Your data is the product. Your specification, all your details. Google controls more than 90% of the global search market. That's driving users and companies alike to design websites that appeal to the company's algorithms. If Google can't find a piece of information, that knowledge simply doesn't exist for Google users. Well, you can apply that to most journalists who are more and more and more retrenching into a fantasy world, and they write to order. Journalists who are actually stripping down information and shaking down information are in the minority. And it's at the intimacy machine, despite its billions of answered search queries, Google is not just an answer machine. Google monitors what respondents people click on, assuming those are more relevant and a higher value, and returning them more prominently in future searches to that topic. The company also monitors users' activities on its email, business applications, music, mobile operating systems, using that data, etc., etc., etc. Well, they've been monitored by everything we do. You know, there's a lot of repetitive stuff in this article. The other thing that, and John McAfee, the guy who highlighted people with these apps on their phone. Apps are the biggest carriers of viruses on the entire internet. That and pornography sites as well, which the Chinese paid the pornography sites millions of dollars a year to build in viruses and spying apps. But the apps on their phone warn people about this. If you're stupid enough to do your banking on your mobile phone, people can get into your phone, into your app, and clean out your bank account. Think about that. They can absolutely wipe you out. But again, biometric ID, and the Indian's Supreme Court has said that it is constitutional. So the Indians are now trapped in, they've removed most of the currency notes, and it's a digital society. And of course, what will happen is already happening, the dollar is the underground exchange there, and they're very big into gold and silver, the Indians. They have been for generations. So they initially be slavery, but the national currency, the digital currency, will be a minority in a society like that. But we just see what happens in India over the next few years. But tyrannical government again, in every aspect, in every sense of the word, that's for sure. But one article here, go back onto this pollution thing. Simple changes in conventional farming practices, particularly those that repair soil, could be the key to feeding the world. That's of interest to Jenna up there in Washington. Biochar, etc. And Isabel Z writing this word. Where can you get clean soil to operate with? It's not polluted. But it was a BBC article this morning. It's going through some of the long-term articles I do around the world. Some of them are good, despite the political correctness of the BBC. But people in mountainous farming areas of Africa are now finding glyphosate in their and pollution and in their crops, which is being carried on the air from Europe and other countries, and so they can't declare pure organic growing either. It's that bad. But this article is saying, the title of this article is Simple Changes in Conventional Farming Practices, Particularly Those That Repair Soil, Could Be the Key to Feeding the World. Okay. And Isabel Z writing this article for Natural News. And she's saying, not surprisingly, the promises that GMO would save the world from hunger have failed to materialize, in addition to, it could give you starvation, this will do. In addition to failing, it makes inroads into the serious inroads in the serious issue. They are also causing a slew of health and environmental problems. It's clear that a different approach is needed, and it looks like one of the simplest solutions could end up being one of the best. She's about to declare it here. According to experts like University of Washington's Professor David R. Montgomery, the answer to how to feed the world lies in reversing the soil degradation that is responsible for taking roughly a third of our planet's farming out of production. Sure, well, soil erosion on what we've washed out and into the rivers and into the seas is just massive, and largely due to artificial fertilizer, NPK, artificial NPK, and natural potassium phosphate. Professor Montgomery points out that the agrochemicals and mechanization might have initially boosted crop yields, but the one but the 1-2 punch of heavy fertilizer and mechanical tillage has left soil organic matter in disrepair. Farms in the US have lost around half of the soil organic matter that they had in colonial days, and the problem is only likely to get worse once the cheap oil fuel chemical fertilizer production runs out. On a 6-month journey through the nation, Montgomery found that the rich black topsoil in many areas has virtually disappeared, forcing farmers to try to make the most of an anemic subsoil. He saw similar trends later in America and Africa. What about GMO crops, which will absolutely destroy it? All hope is not lost, however. He believed that regenerative agriculture could help rebuild fertility on degraded farmland quickly as well as profitably. Best of all, it can do this without reducing crop yields. First, he thinks plowing should be given up altogether so the soil won't be disturbed. Planting cover crops can help protect from ground erosion. Well, they can use seaming, which is like a disc harrow, seam crops into the ground without plowing. And also there's a fantastic machine for peatlands made in Ireland by Herbist, a German guy, Difco, which can go down seamlessly into the soil and bring up turf, a tube of turf, and that closes over the split in the soil, and you can both grow on it, graze on the soil, and take peat out from underneath, which the water fills up in. Fantastic, fantastic machine. He said, when it comes to pests and pathogens, he suggests adopting crop rotation patterns, which is the true definition of sustainability, by the way. Some farmers have already successfully introduced livestock to take care of grazing cover crops and manuring fields. Those farmers who have used these pesticides are finding a reduced need and expense when it comes to chemical inputs. Well, their soil quality is also turning around. In fact, after just a few years, many farmers' harvests have returned to past levels or even surpassed them. Agrochemicals are a huge expense that have conventional farmers are happy to get rid of. But even organic farms can benefit financially from reducing their need for diesel and running heavy machinery. Sure. This article goes on to say, to finish it up, this approach has also had the effect of raising the amount of carbon in the soil that the soil retains. If adopted on a wider scale, he believes that the practice could make a big impact on fossil fuel emissions. It would also benefit the environment in other ways, such as by reducing the nitrate pollution found in groundwater and other bodies of water, and is improving drought resilience thanks to better moisture retention, sure, and more efficient use of water. This is, how can we encourage farmers to get on board? Considered there again, they're owned by Monsanto and the likes. Many farmers say they believe these practices would be used more widely if the conventional practice they are causing soil degradation was not subsidized by the government. Rewarding farmers for switching to regenerative practice instead could make a huge difference. In addition, efforts could be made to evaluate the right regenerative methods for various geographic regions. Meanwhile, conservation agricultural practices could become a prerequisite for getting subsidized crop insurance. Okay. And finally, if paragraph, he says, Montgomery, this guy, you're quoting, and many, this researcher, scientists are quoting, and many farmers he spoke to aren't the only ones who see the need for new soil-friendly approaches. A report recently published by the European Academic Science Advisory Council, whoever they are, urged policymakers to take action on soil sustainability. Well, they want to speak a bit louder because the European Union is trying to do a deal with the likes of Monsanto behind the door, underground deal, to extend the use of glyphosate. And that's the kind of skullduggery that's going on. But there's many articles by, come back to them in a minute, by Paul Craig Roberts. But he's saying, is there enough of America left to be saved? He's on the same lines as Whitehead, John Whitehead. And he said, economic policy serves the rich, not the economy. But he says here, Paul K. Roberts, is this okay? We hear the music. Oh, yeah, okay. We'll go to this break and we should be back in a few minutes, okay?
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath, head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Coming into the back from the first break of the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we're here, as I said before, on the 3rd of November, 2018, and we're just covering a few articles. Very proud of John Whitehead. That's probably the best writer we deal with on this program. Really good and very accurate. But Paul Craig Roberts, he gets most things right. He's now thrown his lot in with global warming. I'm shocked. I'm really shocked. I have to get out and bring him on here. I'll be lacerating him. But economic policy serves the rich, not the economy. Yes, monopolies. I'm forever going on about that. Introduction by PCR. In this article, economists, he's using someone else, Michael Hudson points out that in a financialized economy, economic growth tends to slow to zero and then enter negative territory as debt service draws away from the purchase of goods and services and more consumers' disposable income. I'll summarize this myself in my own opinion. Now, don't care how arrogant it sounds. As disposable income shrinks, so does consumer demand for the purchases of goods and services. consequences because the reigning neoliberal economies count the cost of debt service and increase the GDP. Absolutely economic gobbledygook. Very simply, the circulation of money has been eroded and eroded and eroded. Monopolies are sucking the money out of the system. The people are wages are falling. They've got less disposable income, and everything around them is sucked into the monopoly. But the biggest single thing of the Googles of this world and Amazon is money is not circulation locally, globally, and even nationally. It's sucked into these systems. It's at its absolute peak of destruction now. And the thing about, they're talking about interest rates. When interest rates go below 5%, they should halt at that point because savings and pensions get destroyed. And the low interest rates are not to make you the beneficiaries, people buying inflated prices of houses with low interest rates, which fuels the high price of property. You saw that in Ireland and in Europe up to 2008, and then it went bust. But low interest rates is for Wall Street and the City of London to speculate on it and rob and steal the system and destroy the system. And no economists, even these left-wing, 75% of economists are left-wing economists, and they can't arrive at this very simple principle of the circulation of money and the basic rules of the pitch, and what Glass-Steagall was abandoned by Larry Summers and Bill Clinton, and it destroyed the financial system, utterly destroyed it. And this article, I thought it was better than it was, so put it aside. But Paul Craig Roberts, he has a great history of writing verses, but he's going a bit wayward now, I tell him. But we go back to health matters here, and it's the bee population collapsing and simply detoxing yourself. And this thing of DARPA genetically modifying insects as a bioweapon. Can you imagine that? That's going on as well. And I don't think we get the social credits today, but I think I failed to get it last week as well. Okay, it's top of the pile for next week. But it says, Lawrence D. Johnson, who's a natural news writer, he says, try this, replace your beverages with water and receive optimal health benefits. Well, if it's good quality water, people, and another thing here in Britain, they have sell-by dates on a bottle of water here now, which is insane. Some of the water can be hundreds of years old before you get it, pure water. But a sell-by date on water, that takes some beating. People are diagnosed with all sorts of health problems, all because they are dehydrated and full of toxins. I'm adding that in. Water is life. Water is the one of the simplest cures, but so often it's taken for granted. 10% of people don't even have enough access to safe water. If you get headaches, feel tired in the middle of the day and can't seem to focus, then you're probably dehydrated. It's time to think about replacing all of your beverages with water. Okay, we see, we give this a run. Sure, the body might handle all that you burden it with. The sugary carbonated drinks, the fake energy drinks, the dyes, the caffeine, the alcohol. But when it comes down to thinking clearly, sleeping well, and having good metabolism, you're at your best when your cells are hydrated and detoxifying well. That says, why feel miserable? Why make yourself susceptible to chronic diseases? Why depend on the medical system? Why feel tired throughout the day when you have the power to correct deficiency with something as simple as water, as hydration? Okay. The problem starts at a young age. School children aren't getting enough water, period. Most teachers don't permit drinks in the classroom. A sip of water from a fountain isn't enough. Since the brain is comprised of 85% water, wouldn't it be wise to keep children hydrated? Well, they'd be running to the loo as well, especially in a learning setting. If children were given more water to drink throughout the day and allowed to breathe, move, and think for themselves, then there would be fewer ADHD diagnoses and disciplinary actions. Absolutely. Well, ADHD, I've done research with people who've done great research, and it's to do with E numbers in preservative food and a lack of discipline in children. They do not need Ritalin, which destroys them when they get that. In one study, grade school students who were allowed water in the classroom were more hydrated in the afternoon and scored higher on tests measuring vital attention. 67% of the students who depended on school water fountains were dehydrated by the afternoon and couldn't focus very well. Okay. And it says that the problem of dehydration only gets worse in adolescents. Sugary carbonated beverages, frappuccinos, and energy drinks are readily available and consumed with no care at all. The consequences is acidic, dehydrated cellular environments that struggle to detoxify and utilize nutrients. Sure, this can be devastating to health, especially at a time of growth and hormonal changes. Sure, toxins that cannot escape, that aren't being filtered out by the kidneys, will manifest themselves externally as acne, dryness, and even long-term skin problems. We were talking earlier on about detoxing and the liver, but the liver and the kidneys are vital. They're acting as one and two together. Water acts like a built-in beauty regime. Proper hydration allows hair and skin to grow. Dehydration dries out the skin, tightens it, and causes early wrinkles. Likewise, mood swings and errant behavior can indicate dehydration and hormonal imbalance. I see. Going into young adulthood, chronic dehydration and malnourished cellular environments can erode entire body systems, affecting important functions in the body. Infertility is on the rise in young people. Well, that's from plastics. Chronic diseases that affect gender-bending plastics, as we call them in Britain. Chronic diseases that once affected our older populations are now manifesting themselves in much younger adults. Cellular hydration and detoxification, the last two parts of this article. The simplest way to change the trajectory of your health is to start flooding the cells with clean water and living nutrients. Do I hear the music there? A plant-based diet is ideal, central to this as well. Okay, we go to the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just wondering if any of the great products you have, I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke.
Isabel Z, the title of it was Replace All Your Beverages with Water and Receive Optimal Health Benefits for Cleaning Out the System, etc., etc. And it says, she's saying here, cellular hydration. The simplest way to change the trajectory of your health is to start flooding the cells with clean water and living nutrients. A plant-based diet is hydrating at a cellular level. When you raise the pH, potential hydrogen of cellular environments using alkaline, forming plant-based diets, you allow extra hydration, okay, to bond with damaging hydroxybonds. The process creates water, flushing the toxins from the cells. Okay, that's very good, very technical. But by replacing all your beverages with water, you also allow your kidneys and urinary tract to function optimally. If the kidneys are overburdened, toxins can't get out of the body. By drinking nothing but water as a beverage, the burning sensation during urination will go away and the urine will become clear. Okay. When your kidneys are healthy, metabolic rates increase too. Oh, I surely need that. Drinking the water will help you lose weight by stabilizing your metabolistic rate. Okay. I said you will automatically avoid artificial sweeteners such as aspartame, which is a wood preservative, which is linked to brain cancer and birth defects. You won't take in excess sugars and calories that only add to your waistline. Your adrenal glands won't be overworked with daily doses. Caffeinated drinks just give you a short-lived energy boost. Get through the day. Your liver won't suffer the hazards and effects of alcohol, and you won't have to worry about bloating, digestive issues, and skin problems, which are common side effects from drinking milk products. I see. To give your cells clear water, find a validated water filter that ensures water that is free of heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, and pharmaceuticals, and total chemicals. But anyway, he said, for more information, go to cleanwaternews.com. Okay. But again, naturalnews.com, I could read out 50 articles a week. Like there's one here, add cumin to your diet. Research shows it can prevent cancer. But high-quality herbs, I don't do a program, herbal program as such, but again, I keep directing people to that site. It's outstanding. And they're giving the health benefits, a large article here, but also a list of the benefits of black cumin. Black cumin is known as its oil form, which is used for cooking. Aside from preventing cancer, it also has health benefits, including relief of allergies and asthma relief, boosting the immune system, reducing inflammation, killing microbes, managing diabetes, and treating eczema and psoriasis. But I hear that more and more people taking that outstanding referring there to black cumin and seeds, etc. But related to this in some way, Monsanto's weed killer bombshell, it murders honeybees too, contributing to global collapse and the food supply. And that is more and more articles appearing from well-known scientists, some of them program makers of the BBC. Chris Packham being one, of the high regard for him. He said he was a half day in a forest in southern England and he found no insects at all, none. And it was in the middle of a farming area, of course. So the culprit being chemical sprays on crops. But this article is saying here, again, Isabel Z, again, Z, that's right, Isabel Z, I presume you call her. Monsanto likes to promote the idea that GMOs can solve the world hunger, and many wanted to believe that they could indeed provide the answer to the devastating problem, but it's becoming increasingly clear that they're actually having the opposite effect. In fact, Monsanto's popular weed killer glyphosate, which is regularly used on genetically modified crops, is putting honeybees in danger, and a new release study provides some of the strongest evidence yet that the biochemical firm is contributing to the collapse of our global food supply rather than saving it. Past studies have already demonstrated how pesticides like neonicotinoids harm bees. Monsanto's glyphosate, which only targets enzymes in bacteria and plants, must be a safer choice for bees, right? Not, absolutely not. That's the reading out sarcastically there, Monsanto propaganda there. In a new paper, researchers from the University of Texas at Austin, again, you don't give it, there should we give it, naturally, you better give these universities a rating for telling the truth. I presume they're quoting this correctly. The University of Texas at Austin outlined how glyphosate harms the microbiology needed by honeybees for growing and resisting pathogens. Not only is glyphosate playing a big role in the decline of bees across the planet, but also destroying their habitats. In that and cell phones, it's destroying them. They're losing their capacity to navigate. In the study, the researchers painted colored dots on the backs of hundreds of adult workers bees and expose them to glyphosate levels widely seen in crop fields, roadsides and yards and public parks. After recapturing the bees, days later they found that the herbicide had dramatically reduced their healthy gut microbiota. Half of the 8 dominant healthy bacteria species found in bees were diminished. The critical microbe involving indigestion in their digestion and pathogen defenses were also depleted. In addition to having lower levels of beneficial bacteria in their guts, these bees also died more often and were subsequently exposed to a common type of bacteria and other infectious pathogens. For example, while half the healthy bees managed to survive the introduction of Serratia bacteria, whatever that is, only 1/10 of those who had been exposed to glyphosate were able to survive the bacteria well. But again, glyphosate and bees, shocking. But I'm leaving that in there because of the next story, which is even worse again. Scientists accuse DARPA of genetically modifying insects for bioweapons to spread agricultural viruses, right? And Matt Agoris is writing this article. Rejected one of his articles today, but anyway, this one, I think he has it right. In a scathing report issued this week, researchers with the Science Policy Forum have accused the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Project, which is DARPA, of creating a technology ostensibly used to genetically modify crops with insects that could be converted into a dangerous and illegal bioweapon. The current program is being fueled by the Pentagon's darling research arm, DARPA, whose last year was found to be spending millions on genetic extinction technology. Now, considering they have a race-specific viruses that can kill people of a specific race, and I'm sure they're well advanced in this as well. And there's a genetic extinction technology that could wipe out entire species. DARPA's new project, dubbed Insect Allies, involves increasing fleets of genetically modified insects into crops which could infect plants with the special viruses. Just highlighting its title there. And would genetically modify the plant on location. Well, they're saying this is genetically modified foods now can vaccinate you. I read that article out a few months ago. As Gizmodo points out, if you think this sounds crazy, you are not alone. The lead author of the new survey policy form, Richard Guy Reeves, from the Department of Evolutionary Genetics at the Max Planck Institute of Evolutionary Biology, says the Insect Allies program is a disturbing example of dual-use research, which DARPA, in addition to helping out farmers, is also working on the potential weapon. They're not helping anyone. Naturally, as is the case, all accusations against DARPA when they get caught working on some sadistic planet-killing plot, they are denying the accusations, writing them off as mischaracterizations. The report was published in Science magazine on October 5, and it is nothing short of chilling, according to researchers. DARPA aims to disperse infectious genetically modified viruses that have been engineered to edit crops chromosomes directly in fields. As Gizmodo explains, I assume that's the writer, is it? The technology at the heart of this research could herald the entirely new way of genetically modifying crops. Well, that's a bioweapon, effectively, isn't it? Bioweaponizing farming. Instead of having to wait for a plant to pass its newly acquired traits onto the next generation, genetic changes will be imposed upon living organisms. A process known as horizontal genetic alteration, hence the technology's name, horizontal environmental genetic alteration, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But that's where we are now with science and agriculture. And as I say, it proves that the pharmaceutical and agriculture departments, the farm industry, is part of the military-industrial complex. Sure, they really are. But this thing, I've come down to it now. I'll start it, but I'll restart it next week. Is a social credit program coming to America, or is it already here? Google have been caught working with the Chinese perfecting it. And Daisy Luther, writing this article for Activist Post. Have you heard about China's dystopian new social credit program? If you haven't, there's terrifying infographic from Bored Panda that I will reference throughout the article. Okay, Bored Panda, the name. The good news is that this is happening. The good news is that this is happening in China, where we all know a communist government has long been crushing freedom for the residents of the nation. You may think this doesn't affect you because you're in America, but we've seen over and again, the great idea is another country in another country, no matter how dystopian, can spread like a viral contagion. The bad news is that it is increasingly close to happening here. Heck, it's what's happened here. Don't believe it's already happening. Let's take a look that if you don't believe. We all know that our idea of data is being mined and sold to the highest bidder all over the internet. A while back, I was looking for a new rental for the time that our lease runs out. I got some emails from landlords from Craigslist, made an agreement with one of them, and then the very next day, a utility company that I had never contacted sent me a creepy email reminding me of the length of time ahead I needed to schedule or relocate my service. Okay, that's a bit off the base. But anyway, everything you do online is scanned and sent to people who will profit. Sure. So what if someone on Facebook, Twitter, Gmail, YouTube, and Outlook, and everyone else on the internet was collecting every single word you typed? Well, the NSA are, for a start. Well, if all that stuff got combined to create a picture of you, your beliefs, your moral convictions, and the way you think. She goes on and on. She's not making a lot of sense here. This is not the best article I've read out. Don't delude yourself into thinking this will only be limited to China. This is something that will spread based on its effectiveness at what, etc. And I'm just waiting for it to make some key points. Your credit history, fulfillment capacity, identity characteristics, social relationship, behavior practices, all distilled into one database, which of course is for sale on a lot of and it's government contractors like Edward Snowden, but he'd been one of the good guys who blew the whistle on this type of stuff. And what's 60% of the people working with the NSA are contractors, right? We're bound by the Secrecy Act, but it's farmed out to them to do it. But some subcontracting of the military-industrial complex. That's a big part as well. But I'm just trying to read the key parts of this article because it's very, very long. Use encrypted email. Here's a list of some of the more secure one. Proton mail. Yeah, I use that myself. But she goes on to say the Sesame score. The precise weighings are shrouded in mystery. However, Sesame, director of technology, shared this with Chinese magazine Caxin. She's gone off on bizarre points. There's a whole lot of lingo to categorize people from their habits, etc. But it's bad enough having to order stuff from Amazon or the likes of that and pay by PayPal, because that's then sent to. They sell that information straight away and you get bombarded with ads for the same product through eBay. But eBay and PayPal, a sinister organization. Shocking. Said if you do well and manage to keep a good Sesame score, although that is, you will enjoy social benefits, everyday life in China. Your dating profile on China's biggest dating site will be promoted for better matches. Who the hell wants to go in the internet for dating? That just blows me away that people can actually think like that. But there you are. That's the way people's minds have been polluted. But it says left-wing media entertainment elites panic to censor new abortion film Godsell, America's biggest serial killer. Well, that's pretty depressing stuff. We'll deal with that next week. Maybe it has to be dealing with it in its own context. And similar article, The Illusion of Freedom. But let's see, who's this? Rosanna Lindsay writing this article. The illusion of freedom will continue as long as, which is on the same line as John Whitehead here, but it's slightly overlapping. The illusion of freedom will continue as long as it's profitable to continue the illusion of freedom. At the point where the illusion becomes too expensive to maintain, they will take down the scenery, they will pull back the curtains, they will move the tables and chairs away, and you will see the brick wall at the back of the theater. Frank Zappa. But anyways, okay. We all fall under the illusion of freedom when we consent to be governed. We believe we live in a fair democratic society, yet we fail to grasp the true meaning of words such as democratic, republic, inalienable, and consent. When we decipher the words, we find that we live in a reality of inequity. Well, democracy means mob rule, folks. And America's meant to be what? Limited government in a constitutional republic, which has been abandoned. As we live in a world for inequity, a word for the taking, a world for the taking, and a few at the expense of the many. Only when we know who we are, a spiritual being having human experience, will the system of slavery be changed. Which is acknowledging we do live in slavery already. The illusion of freedom happens when we consent to the language. Political correctness. We are convinced that paper documents and laws grant us certain inalienable rights. Those being life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And what a saying. Okay, we're coming up on the last break today. We should be back in a few minutes.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
into the last break today, in the last few minutes of the program, and I ditched that last article about freedom. I should have started on this one, really, but we'll continue it on next week, definitely. And it's about the Financial Times in London, which smart people think is the thing to have under their arm, the pink pages of the Financial Times. And I've identified it, as did Bob Chapman years ago when he used to go to IBM, as an appalling propaganda rag. They're cheerleading flunkies for the multinationals, basically. But anyway, the leading financial publications have missed their political and investor subscribers, have misled their political and investor subscribers of emerging crises and military defeats, which have precipitated catastrophic political and economic losses. The most egregious of these being the Financial Times of London, a publication which is widely read by businesses and financial elite. In this essay, we will proceed by outlining the larger political context that sets the framework for the transformation of the Find FT. And I should have said, the person writing this article for the UNS review, and UNZ review, that's a very good internet publication, James Petraeus. It is very, very good. Said, in this essay, we will proceed by outlining the larger political context that sets the framework for the transformation of the FT from a relatively objective purveyor of world news into a propagator of wars and failed economic policies. And it is a rag, in part, and the status it has, my God. And the other one, the partner of it in London as well, is The Economist. Disgusting financial paper, absolutely vile, new age, left-wing crap. In part two, we will discuss several case studies which illustrate the dramatic shift from a prudent business publication to a rabid military advocate, from a well-researched analyst of economic policies to an ideologue of the worst specter of investors. Yeah, they are pro the euro. They were preaching that if we didn't join the euro, we'd be ruined, and there are remainers as well, thinking that we made the wrong decision about Brexit. The decay in the quality of its reportage is accompanied by the bastardization of language. Concepts are distorted, meanings are emptied of their cognitive sense, and vitriol covers crimes and misdemeanors. We will conclude by discussing how and why the respectable media has affected real-world political and market outcomes for citizens and investors. And this is political and economic context. The decay of the Financial Times cannot be separated from the global political and economic transformation in which it publishes and circulates. The demise of the Soviet Union, the pillage of Russia's economy throughout the 1990s, and the U.S. declaration of an unpopular world were celebrated by the Financial Times as great success stories for Western values. The U.S. and the EU annexation of Eastern Europe, the Balkans, and the Baltic states led to the deep corruption and decay of journalistic narratives. Well, as I said, journalism is dead, certainly dead in the Financial Times. The FT, as it's known as the Financial Times, the FT willingly embraces the violation of the Gorbachev-Reagan agreements and NATO's march to the borders of Russia. The militarization of U.S. foreign policy was accompanied by the FT's conversion to a military interpreter of what is dubbed the transition to democratization. Really well, and we'll start with this one next week. Well, we're starting that the top of the list, but it's a very good article. It's exposing the scum in the media. But anyway, as I say, we'll be back this time next week. The Barden Report, and we'll talk to you then.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This